This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And you know, if you're looking to spice up your game day grub, you should reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold. It also brings to you our interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going pretty well. Now, you, one of the things everybody loves about you is you just give such insightful answers to so many things. And I was curious, you talked about the disappointment and how tough it is to see other teams clinch playoff spots. So I'm curious, is it tough to get everyone fired up or even get yourself fired up for the last handful of games this season?
It really has not been. I mean, you would think it would be. And I think these guys have done a good job of getting themselves up. You know, we keep sending that message that, you know, it's important that we finish strong. And, you know, we're still evaluating. We're seeing what we need to do. And so, you know, on their side, you know, the numbers count. They're still important to them. But, and the wins are, too. And so we're trying to get whoever's starting that game a win. And for myself, yeah, I'm losing stinks. Last night, man, I tell you what, that got me because Jonah hit a big home run to tie it. And, you know, I thought we had it set up there. And, you know, the back end of their order beat Spores, a really good pitcher. And that's what made last night tough. But you got to keep pushing. That's because in this game, that's the only choice you got. You know, there's only one way to do things, and that's do it right. So far, I've been happy with how the guys are battling back when we get behind. Last night, had a couple comebacks, and you know they're still fighting, and that's important. You know, for me, I know for CY, and really for the players for each other.
You know, Boach, I don't want to dig too much into the post of the season evaluation here, but I was kind of curious how badly you feel your team needs to add a bat or maybe two in this lineup in the off season.
Yeah, you know, CY and I were talking about that yesterday before the game. You know, just talking about the needs and looking at the teams that are heading into postseason, really how offensive they are. Almost across the board there, you know, they're all putting up runs like we did last year, over 800 or in that area. So that's where we fell short. We can look at a lot of things. Sure, we didn't quite play as well and had some injuries and all that, but you know, bottom line is we didn't score enough. You know, when you're 200 runs down from in that area about from where you were last year, yeah, that's going to make a difference in the standings for you.
And when it comes to the DH role, do you want to continue? Do you want to have a designated hitter that still is a position player as well? Or do you want somebody here like, you know, if he's going to be the DH, he can do that and he can be a guy that comes off the bench and hits alone? What's your feeling on that?
Well, my feeling is if you have it on your club, not a strict DH, but, you know, guys that can handle it and can produce from that area. Yeah, because it is a little bit different DH. And it's better to have it that way, I think, because it allows you to rest guys. So for example, you know, Seager, he can DH. Now you're putting Smitty out there next year. If Josh Young's healthy and Seager and Marcus and Nate, you know, you got to kind of rotate it a little bit to keep guys fresh. And that's, you know, that's something else we've talked about, you know, how to do that. And, you know, maybe lighten the load on a couple guys instead of, you know, just running them out in a position to where we can DH. Now, if that's not there, sure, it's nice to, I mean, you, Mel Tani, I mean, who wouldn't want that?
50, sure.
50, come on. So, you know, there are some DHs out there that are impact players that, you know, just do so much damage. I'm not going to complain if I had something like that.
Yeah, and then you mentioned him in the conversation there. Have you ever seen a player in your time with Josh Young's talent to have this type of bad luck with injuries?
Man, I can't think of it. Man, I'm going to put Carter in there too.
Yeah,
21 years old, and both of them. That's what's kind of been surprising about their injuries, how young they are. You know, Carter had some earlier injuries in the minor leagues. You know, he's getting stronger, and then you know, you don't want to label them as injury prone at this age, mm-hmm. but they are going through a lot. And Josh, what he's gone through, just incredible. You know, and talking to him yesterday, I mean, just started spring training with a calf injury and a second ground ball hit to him. So, you know, we're doing our exit meetings, and you know, we talked about, you know, just coming to spring training. We got some things you know, we want some of these guys to do to make sure they're ready and they come in the best shape that they can come in and just do things different.
Now, that last part that you just said might kind of answer my next question, but I was curious with Young, with Carter, with whoever else, how do you balance, like, these are really good players and we need them versus, for whatever reasons, they have gotten hurt and do we probably need a backup plan just in case? Like, how do you balance that out as a manager?
Well, you have to have depth. In any season for a club, that's going to come into play, the bench. And I look at what Smitty did for us when Young went down. He softened that blow. And you saw what he did the first half. He was talking about being on the All-Star team. And, you know, he's dealing with, you know, some aches and pains, just playing, you know, for a whole season. He's finding out what that's about. So this will be, you know, a good thing for him to adjust on, you know, to have the knowledge of what it takes, you know, to go out there and grind it every day. But I can't tell you how, you know, what a great surprise he's been for us. And so that's Steph, for example. Carter, yeah, we missed him, but, you know, Langford came up and helped, you know, replace that a little bit. So, and in areas we had the depth and some, you know, the pitching, I think we're missing a little bit, but in that, you know, to your point, we just didn't have anybody that seemed like he put up the numbers you would want from a DH. They just weren't as comfortable. Garcia, for example, you know, that doesn't seem to be as comfortable DHing, which kind of surprises me because he's not changing his routine. But part of it is just sitting there and just waiting for your next at bat and looking at the iPads and things. Some guys just handle it better. And I think when you look at some of the good ones, they're experienced guys that, you know, are pinch hitters, and now they're DH'ing, so they're used to it. They're able to, you know, control that one at bat, the emotions of the energy that's running through you when you go up there.
You know, Boach, Cody Bradford's an exciting pitcher for us. You know, he's our guy. And it kind of reminds me, Kevin, of Matt Harrison a little bit.
Yeah.
Where he was, you know, he comes up young in there. He sees the role. He takes it on. He looks the role of a starting pitcher. And he's doing his stuff. When he goes up to the mound, what is your comfort level with him whenever you know he's there?
Yeah, we just touched on it, you know, about guys, you know, in this situation, getting themselves up and ready for a game. I can promise you that this guy's already been preparing. You see him walking around with his notes, and if he gets beat, he's not going to beat himself. Arizona, it's not like he went out there not prepared. Looking back, he would have changed what he did, you know, some things, and that's what's good about him. That's what you love about him, and that's what's good about him is the fact that he knows and he learns from, hitter to hitter or game to game. And so when he hits that mound, we know we're going to get everything he's got, and the guy that can command the fastball, and he's not going to beat himself.
Now, I know Simeon has a lot of moments at the Coliseum. I believe he was sharing those a little bit with the TV broadcast yesterday. Does that stadium hold some sentimental value to you also?
Yeah, some it does. You know, I'd always been in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the Bay Series when I was with the Giants, that's where, you know, I got to spend more games there and really appreciate what they did have, and they still do. We saw it last night. I mean, they're passionate fans. They are. And it's loud in there. It reminds me, I said yesterday, of winter ball a little bit. I played 5 years of winter ball, three in Venezuela, one in the Dominican, and one in Puerto Rico. And those fans are really passionate. They're loud. And so it's not quite a Raiders game, but it's pretty crazy.
Probably not right now since you're in the midst of the season, but at some point I really hope we can get you back on to just tell winter ball stories from those 5 years, because that sounds like that would be amazing.
I loved it. You know, they don't go as much, but you know, it was a way for me being a role player, you know, to keep my, you know, my, hopefully my skills up a little bit and make some extra money. Back then we didn't get the contracts they have now. So yeah, that's what we did. We loved it. Smitty did go down, for example. He went down for a little bit. They started platooning him and not playing him against lefty, so he came back. But, you know, we still send guys down there.
I have no doubt that you guys are focused on this evening's game, but obviously I am curious. Tomorrow will be the last game at the Coliseum. It's expected to be a sellout. There's all kinds of rumblings about, you know, rowdy fans and how crazy it could be. Have y'all been kind of prepped for potentially tomorrow's really crazy atmosphere?
We have. You know, we have had security. Blake, he talked to the guys, and MLB's around, and really the biggest thing we told the players, you know, don't get confrontational. If somebody does storm the field, avoid them. Use your glove or hips, don't get too close to them. But, you know, when the game's over, you know, we're going to head to the clubhouse. And, you know, there's no hanging around, because you don't know. I don't think there's going to be, you know, a lot happening like the rumblings you're hearing, but you don't know. You get that many people, and of course there'll be tailgating and everything, you don't know. But I do know that, you know, there's going to be a lot of security. We got Oakland police, San Francisco police, MLB security. So it's ramped up, and you can see it when you walk in the stadium now.
Once the regular season wraps up, if your team, obviously this year, will not be in the playoffs, do you decompress from baseball and you just need a break, or do you dive in and, like, watch the playoffs intently? How do you wrap up the season?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of doing it a little bit now, just getting thoughts, talking about things that we need to do better, because you don't want time to go by and kind of forget some of the things that happened this year. So that started, but, you know, once it's over, yeah, I'll watch some playoff games. I may miss some because, you know, I'll be spending some time with the family, but, you know, I like to look at the strategy, things like that, what I would have done different. As I watch these games, because, yeah, you know, that's experience that, you know, you can use, you know, if you get back in. That's, you know, I try to learn from every game. I mean, pick up something I didn't think of. And that's the playoffs. It's just a different ball game. And I can't tell you how much I miss not going, but still it's fun to watch, and lots at stake. And there's not really a dominant team.
Yeah.
That's the thing here. So, I mean, you're seeing the Dodgers now. They're fighting for their life to keep the division. So it's really a flip of coin on who's going to win the World Series, I think.
But it's totally okay if I tell you that I'll be rooting heavily against the Astros,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I get that. We, you know, we all will be.
Well, Boach, before we let you go, it was about middle of the season. You were getting off the phone with us, and my co-host Kevin said, go get Rangers.
Oh, my God.
And every time we've gotten off the phone with you, I go get Rangers. I don't know if you've heard us say that. Did you hear Kevin say, go get Rangers, in the middle of the season at some point? And did you go, what the hell is he talking about?
No, I didn't hear it. No.
Thank goodness, because I meant to say either go get them or go Rangers. I don't know what happened. People have made shirts for me that say go get Rangers, and I have been mocked.
It's our
for
rallying
the rest
cry. Yeah.
Of the season because
yeah.
of that.
No, that's funny. No, I missed it. Yeah.
Well, we're glad to entertain you anytime we can, and obviously we love to talk with you whenever we get the opportunity. Really appreciate the time, good sir.
All right, guys. You know, I know it didn't go like we wanted, but thanks for your patience at times with me and missing a few calls here or there. You guys are great, so thanks for that. And it's always good talking baseball with you.
Yes, absolutely. Sir. Thank you very much.
Good go get sir. Rangers.
Okay. All right, go get Rangers.
We'll see all right.
No. Yes, I love it.
No.
That's my manager right there. That is my manager right there. He's awesome.
I agree with that for every other part of the interview, except that last, the way he goes, now that's pretty funny. I was like, oh, man.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.